folks win for one of the best governor's races in Alabama history next year. They're going to be 10 or 12 viable candidates trying to grasp the brass ring of Alabama politics. Well, suppose you're some young person keenly interested in being governor of Alabama one day. If that young person approached me and asked what would be the best course to take to capture that brass ring, my response would be that many times the best way to look into the future would be to study the past. Therefore, I'll share with you some of the historical paths taken to the governor's office over the past 100 years. Folks, there have been 20 governors over the last century. There could have been 24, but George Wallace took four terms. 18 of the 20 have been men. 8 have been lawyers. 7 have been businessmen. We've had one farmer, one housewife, and now one doctor. The proven route to governor has been to run for governor, lose that race, but come in second to the winner, and then start running for the next race 4 years away. Therefore, building on the name identification you receive in your first losing race. Y'all, this was the way it was done from 1922 through 1962. During that 40-year period, 9 different governors were elected, and 6 ran what I call the get-acquainted race and came back 4 years later to win. This worked repeatedly for the entire 20th century. However, that route has cooled since the governor could succeed themselves and run for a second consecutive term. Also, the advent of television has created the mechanism to achieve instant statewide name identification. 10 out of 20 of the governors have ascended directly from another political office. 3 men have gone to the PSC to the governor's office. This is somewhat misleading in that 2 of those men were 2 of the earliest governors in the survey. Braxton Bragg Coleman and Charles Henderson were governors during the early 1900s. Coleman and Henderson are also 2 of the richest men ever to serve as governor. You know, these men looked upon being governor as somewhat of a civic tour of duty while amassing their vast business empires. 4 folks have ascended from lieutenant governor to governor. Thomas Kilby in 1918 and Don Siegelman in 1998. Recently, Jim Folsom Jr. and now Kay Ivey moved up by a governor being removed. Of the 8 lawyers who have become governor, 4 were known primarily as politicians who had simply had law degrees. However, 4 were prominent and skilled attorneys. 2 came out of the blue to be elected governor with only their prominence in the law as a resume. In recent history, 3 men have bolted out of the blue to be elected governor with no state political experience. Big Jim Folsom and Fob James had never been elected to any office prior to running for governor. Guy Hunt had only been a probate judge. 2 of the 3, Folsom and Hunt, came from Coleman County. In past history, most Alabama governors and almost every Alabama congressman were products of the machine at the University of Alabama. There's been a political organization called the Machine on the University of Alabama campus for close to a century. The Machine is a well-organized political entity that's produced and been the training ground for Alabama politicians for close to a century. Our 2 legendary senators, Lister Hill and John Sparkman, were products of the Machine. So there you have it. If you're a young, aspiring politician, take these historical facts and run with them. And good luck.
Thank y'all for listening.
¶¶